Praise the Lord. We hope that we find you blessed and well and full of the Spirit of God. And if not, maybe we can just pray a prayer that'll change your life today. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to be teaching the Word of God today on call, the renewing process of God. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to minister your word and to declare that which saith the word of God. Oh God, anoint my lips, anoint the people to receive the word, and God, you said it would not come back void. In Jesus' name, amen. In Psalm 73 and verse 2, here the psalmist gives us an understanding of the load that was on his back, the things he was going through. He said, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Now this is that which comes from the second verse of Psalm 73. And he was looking according to the word of God. He had got to looking at the prosperity of the wicked. He'd got to look and see the hypocrite. And all this had took place, and he'd seen how that they in the world looked to be prospering. And a lot of time you look around and you see the hypocrite, and he's outshining you and just in the view that you see. But that's not so, because inside tells the story and the fact that his end is going to be destruction. The way of the sinner is going to be destruction. What prosperity they have in the natural here in this earth is all they're going to ever enjoy of any pleasure. And the pleasure of that sin is only for a season. So if we can understand, and then the wicked, they're going to be cut off anyway. But in verse 3 said, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bounds in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. And he goes on to, he paints the picture of what was taking place and what he was seeing. Amen. Down in verse 10, he said, therefore, his people return hither, and water of the full cup are wrung out of them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. Verse 14, for all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offer again the generation of thy children. And it goes on to say, verse 16, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me until I went. Verse 17, until I went unto the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Thank God that when we get to the house of God, you know, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling together with the saints. A lot of people say it's not necessary, but I believe it is. Here the psalmist, when he got to the house of God, the sanctuary, and he got to feeling what he felt in his soul and his spirit, and he got to seeing, and then he understood what their end was. And then verse 28 of that Psalm 73, it goes on to say, but it's good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Thank God for the renewing process of God's Spirit. Here the psalmist was renewed when he come to the realization and understand what the end of the wicked was and what God had promised for the righteous. Then we go in 2 Corinthians, and we get in the fourth chapter, and let's pick up about verse 16 of the fourth chapter. It goes on to say, for which cause we faint not, But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We can look around and see the physical things, but thank God the inner man is renewed by the Spirit, and we see the spiritual things, and we see those things that are eternal. There back in verse 16, he explains to us how we're not getting any younger. Our hair is turning gray and getting grayer, and our steps are beginning to slow. And that's what the Word of God says, and it talks about that come and take a day that, somebody has to lead us, and our eyes become dimmer and become dark of the natural sense. Now, spiritually, we need to keep them wide open in the spirit, but the physical body is going to deteriorate, and it's going to perish. It come from the dust. It's going to go back to the dust. But the inward man, by this renewing process of God, and I am glad that I found that out early in my life as a Christian, and I come to the place that I had the understanding of this renewing process. That's how it was so important there in Psalm 73 and 17, which we read a few minutes ago. When he got in the sanctuary of the Lord, he understood the end. He saw the spiritual understanding. This thing cannot be discerned with the carnal mind or the carnal man. The Bible said the carnal mind is enmity against God. It can't even be subject to God. So we need to be renewed in the Spirit of God so that we can see the things that are in God. Then in Romans in the 12th chapter in verse 2, I really like this scripture here. The Bible goes on to say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's what the renewing of the mind comes to you, and it allows you to see the things of the Spirit. The world and the flesh and all these things are literally the devil every day is tearing at our hearts and our minds and trying to convince us that it's hopeless, that heaven's not there, that God's not real. But when we come in the presence of God and we're renewed in the mind, then we can see what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And we couldn't teach on this subject without looking at Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. It goes on to say, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run. They're not going to be worried, according to this verse. And they shall walk and not faint. This is the promise of God. They that wait upon the Lord. I cherish that scripture that says, within your patience possess ye your souls. No time spent waiting on the Lord is ever wasted. And when you wait upon the Lord, he will renew your strength. He will bring to pass those things that you have prayed, and the Holy Ghost is through the unction of the Spirit, is prayed within your bosom and your spirit. God will bring those things to pass, things that you can literally impossible to even believe that could take place. But because you believed it and because you waited upon the Lord, you was renewed in strength. And I encourage you, if you're going through a battle, wait upon the Lord, turn it over to God, put it in God's hands, and let God move for you. Now in Psalms 103 and verse 5, it said, who satisfieth thou mouth with good things, so that thou youth is renewed like the eagles. Now the story of the eagle is always touched my heart. The eagle will reach the point that his claws are broken or dull and his beak is not as sharp. And he will go and beat his beak off against the rocks till he's helpless. Take his claws and and beat his claws against the rock so they're all gone and nothing but the nubs. And there he's helpless. He's helpless to defend himself, and he has to wait. And you can imagine the waiting time that it takes for that new beak to grow and those new claws. But through that renewing process of the eagle, he is feared by all other animals and all other creatures for his ability to, he'll even beat his wings till the feathers fall out of them. And then in that helpless condition, no wings, no claws, and no beak, he will set and remain helpless until all that grows back. And then he becomes that animal that's feared by all other animals. And this is the renewing process which God enlightens us in the spirit. We have to become broken. The Bible talks about those that are of a broken spirit and of a contrite spirit. And we have to come to that point that we're broken before God, helpless before God, before he can renew his strength within us. Then in Ephesians, Paul speaks of this renewing process in Ephesians 4:23-24. And he says these words, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." We are renewed in the spirits of our mind. We come to the point that we're weary, and we can't see which ends up sometime. And we've got to wait upon the Lord and be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Let God get in our spirit and renew it. And then when we be like the psalmist David, which we started with that teaching today, he, once he got the house of God, got renewed in his spirit and mind, he seen what the end of the wicked was. And he seen they was eternal destruction, and he had eternal life promised to him. We will be renewed in our minds the same way. In Colossians, the 3rd chapter, and in verse 10, it says, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." We, when we are walking in God and renewed in God's spirit, it also renews us in the knowledge. We're in God. It pours into us his knowledge and his wisdom. And we're able, you know, that's the reason the world out here, they're just going everywhere and jumping here and jumping there. And, you know, even though they may appear to prosper, they don't have it worked out inside. But when we are in the Spirit and renewed in the Spirit of God, then we have the knowledge to wait upon God. And we step according to the fact the Bible said the steps of a righteous man is ordained by the Lord. Now in our closing scripture here today, in Titus in the 3rd chapter in verse 5, and we're going to cover probably down through about verse 7. But in verse 5 said, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." We didn't save us by our works. We're saved unto good works. And our works did not merit this to be in us or to happen in us. It come by the regeneration, the renewing of the Spirit. God's will is all men would have the Holy Ghost. But because Adam sinned, the first Adam, through disobedience, brought about condemnation and sin. And through the obedience act of the second Adam, which is Christ Jesus, then we have been renewed. We have been regenerated, restored back to that which we have in the Holy Ghost. And then verse 6, "which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior." Then in verse 7, "that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Through this renewing process, we've got to always keep in mind that he saved us by his grace. And we have this hope of eternal life that has been granted to us and been given to us through that which he has done for us. So we need to understand the renewing process and don't be worry and well-doing, and understand if you faint not in due season, you shall reap. This is the promise of God. So stay true to God. Let him renew you, and let this process work in your life daily, and you can be victorious all the way to the end. May God bless you. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to anoint your people that are listening here today. Anoint them with this renewing process. Touch them. Let them have a sound mind. They've not been given a spirit of fear, but love, power, and sound mind. Let them bring every thought into projection to the Word of God. Let them be renewed in their knowledge, in their minds, their souls, and their hearts. They can be victorious to the end. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you until we come to you in another teaching.